USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Joe Biden touted the effort to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19 and urged more people to go get vaccinated.
90% of Americans now live within 5 miles of a vaccination site. Everyone over the age of 16, everyone is now eligible to get vaccinated right now, right away. Go get vaccinated, America.
He also unveiled the details of his American Families plan. In the Republican response, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott called the plan another costly intrusion into American lives.
The beauty of the American dream is that families get to define it for themselves. We should be expanding opportunities and options for all families, not throwing money at certain issues because Democrats think they know best.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During his address to Congress Wednesday, President Biden pushed lawmakers to pass police reform in the form of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. But some Republicans say the bill contains one sticking point they'd like worked out: the restriction of qualified immunity from civil suits for officers. Senator John Kennedy says that's the main issue holding the bill up. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that limiting qualified immunity will put officers' lives at risk.
You want to have your police officers properly trained and able to act and react instantaneously to save other people's lives and their lives. You don't want them to hesitate and go, oh my God, if I get this wrong, I'm going to be sued and they're going to take my home and they're going to take my car. That's how foolish that is. And that is the sticking point. That's the only sticking point. I don't care what anybody says. If my Democratic friends would back off of that and get out of la-la land, we could solve this problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Law enforcement in many states are on the lookout for fake COVID vaccination cards. Tim Berg explains why.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys general across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, orbiting the moon in the command module Columbia while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force fighter pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his final spaceflight. Michael Collins was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.